Page 81, Unit 19. There's no real value behind CSR.
Corporate social responsibility is a hard-edged business decision, not because it is a nice thing to do or because people are forcing us to do it, because it's good for our business. Neil Fitzgerald, former CEO, Unilever.
First and foremost, let's have a look at what corporate social responsibility means. It is when businesses integrate social and environmental concerns in their operations. CSR strategies encourage the company to make a positive impact on the environment and stakeholders, including consumers, employees, investors, communities, and others. Let me take the positive side into consideration first. According to many, if the concept of CSR is understood and executed appropriately, it does have plenty of benefits. The aim of it is to increase long-term profits and shareholder trust through positive public relations and high ethical standards. That way, companies are able to reduce business and legal risk by taking responsibility for corporate actions. As a result of following high ethical standards, companies can improve business reputation, differentiate themselves from their competitors, win new businesses, increase customer base, and attract, retain, and maintain happy workforce. It is also advantageous for the society as a whole, since businesses aim not only to provide benefits for their business partners, but also for all stakeholders. A CSR policy improves company profitability and value. The introduction of energy efficiencies and waste recycling cuts operational costs and benefits the environment. All in all, companies are supposed to operate in a responsible way. On the other hand, critics claim that there is no evidence for the social and corporate benefits. Businesses might state and pretend they act according to CSR, but they rarely do that in reality. By misconstruing CSR as a PR instrument, they simply want to greenwash their company. This happens when considerably more money is spent, for example, on advertising being green, than is actually spent on environmentally sound practices. Furthermore, there are still those who don't care at all about corporate responsibility, with some companies even breaching the law, like contaminating soil or polluting water and air. I partly agree with the opponents of CSR, who may go even further and argue that the real responsibility of a business is to make profit and not to waste its resources on activities that are out of their expertise. They claim that companies are beneficial for society because they pursue activities they are experts in. In my opinion, ignoring CSR can also mean doing good to the economy, people, and the environment. Let's take a car maker as an example. This company invests time, energy, and money in creating a campaign on recycling. Instead, it ought to invest in research to develop more efficient engines which consume less, thus reducing exhaust emission. By doing the latter, all concerned would benefit most. Finally, small enterprises must be mentioned as well, as most of them cannot afford to allocate substantial resources to CSR, so disproportionately high costs fall on them. In any case, and that is my opinion as well, CSR is like football. Everyone is an expert, but only few companies do it well.